presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan. Say, gang, one of the most famous and spectacular air races of the year is coming up August 30th. It's the Bendix Trophy Race, a 2,000-mile high-speed contest from Van Nuys, California to Cleveland, Ohio. This famous transcontinental free-for-all is the curtain raiser of the national air races. It's sponsored by Bendix Aviation Corporation and offers $25,000 in cash prizes to the pilots who streak over the course in the fastest elapsed time. There'll be plenty of speed and excitement, you can bet on that. For every year, this race attracts some of the best pilots and speediest planes in the country. Some of the most famous names in aviation appear among previous winners. Jimmy Doolittle won the first Bendix Trophy race in 1931. Such great flyers as Captain Jimmy Haislip, Roscoe Turner, Doug Davis, Ben Howard, Frank Fuller Jr., and Paul Mance have won in other years. On two occasions, top honors have been captured by women. Louise Thaden and Blanche Noyes, flying as a team, were first in 1938. 2 years later, Jacqueline Cochran roared across the finish line ahead of the field. And here's an interesting fact about this race, gang. Jimmy Doolittle averaged 223 miles an hour in winning the first trophy 16 years ago. Last year, Paul Mance won top money with an average speed of 435 miles an hour. So you see, the speed of this race has just about doubled. This year, Bill Odom, who recently set a new round-the-world record of 73 hours, will compete. I'll tell you more about the race later in the program, so don't forget to listen.
And now to our story. A boy of 13 and an envelope containing a vital secret are all that remain after the crash of a Fairchild cabin plane on the Lakeville Airport, which crash cost the life of the boy's father, Albert Cross. With his last dying breath, he made Hop promise to care for his son and also to see that the envelope reached Air Intelligence Headquarters in Washington, D.C. Late that same evening, as Hop, Tank, and Gale were waiting for a phone call from Washington, Aunt Agatha, who had retired, suddenly shrieked from the head of the stairs.
Hop! Oh, dear! Hop! The boy is gone! He isn't in his room!
What?
Jumping Jenny's.
Come on, Tank.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe he got up to get a glass of water.
He couldn't have. I gave him a sedative.
Aunt Agatha, have you looked in all the rooms?
Yes, yes, but I can't find him anywhere. Oh, dear, Hop, what could have happened to him?
Well, look, he was in here, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, of course.
All right, then, let's see.
Bed's empty, all right.
Hmm. Check the window.
Roger.
Gail, are you sure the sedative couldn't have worn off before morning?
Well, I'm as sure as anyone can be.
Hey, look here.
What
is it?
It's a ladder set up against the side of the house, right under the window.
A ladder? Oh, my stars. Hop, you don't think...
Yes, I do think. Come on, Tank. Down the stairs, on the double.
You bet.
Hop, what are you going to do?
Look for him. Gail, you call the sheriff. Tell him what's happened. Have him alert the state police.
Right away.
Come on, step on it, Tank.
Yeah, I'm coming.
Oh, you must find him, Hop. You must.
We'll do our best. Come on out. Outside, Tank.
Yeah.
Call the sheriff, Gail.
I am.
His window's on the side of the house. Run this way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The fog's still pretty thick. They couldn't move too fast.
Yeah.
What do you mean, they?
The boy didn't put the ladder there, Tank. Somebody else must have.
I hear this. Hey, it's our ladder. Came out of the garage.
Yes, I see. Now, look here, Tank.
Huh? Where?
Here. These flowers, they've been trampled. Whoever did it walked right through here. Come on.
Where do you suppose they went?
Back to the road, I think. Keep your eyes open now.
They must have had a car.
Yeah. Hope we can find out which way they went.
Hop! Hop!
Yes, Gail?
Where are you?
Over here, near the garage driveway.
Hey, look, Hop. The flowers here, near the edge of the drive, have been stepped on, too.
Yes.
And Agatha's going to be awful sore.
Keep moving. We'll check the road.
Hop, wait for me.
Did you get the sheriff?
Yes, and he promised to call the state police right away.
They'll have them set up a roadblock. One down by Dave's service station. The other one in town by the statue.
Well, that's 10 miles each way. Good enough. I couldn't be traveling fast in this fog.
Yeah, what about all the cutoffs?
Well, only someone who knew them would take them on a night like this. Yeah, here's the road now.
Are you sure they came this way?
Positive, Gail. They left a clear trail through Aunt Agatha's flower beds.
Hey, I think I got something.
What?
The road's slick and wet from the fog. See these marks here? Lines?
Yes. Take the tire marks.
Yeah, they're pretty fresh, too. The wet's just starting to cover them over again.
Good work. Gail.
Yes?
Start your car. Bring it around.
All right, I'll be back in a minute.
We gotta chase them?
Yes, they can't have more than a few minutes late on us.
But which way'd they go?
Well, let's see if we can figure it out. And there's only one line here.
Yeah, that's where they drove up on the shoulder and parked.
Uh-huh. There are two lines here in the direction of Lakeville. Now, the lines branch off.
Hey, what's that?
That's Gail starting her car.
Oh, scared me for a second.
They came from New City, Tank. Made a U-turn right in front of the house. But they must be going back. It's simple.
Yeah, we're lucky. Hey, watch it.
Now, come ahead, Gail. Back her right out on the road.
Which way are we going?
To New City.
Maybe they'll be stopped today.
I hope so. Okay, hold it now. Go on, pile in.
Check.
Pop, don't you think we better tell Aunt Agatha we're going?
No, there's no time. I'll phone her later. Okay, let's get rolling.
Boy, if we couldn't see them tire tracks, we'd really be fouled up.
Keep watching them.
Don't worry, I am.
Pop?
Yes?
What do you suppose is behind all this?
Hey, you've got me.
Well, looks like we really stepped into something, don't it? First the kid's father piles up, there's bullet holes in the ship. We get an envelope that's supposed to have some top-secret stuff in it. Now the kid's gone.
But who could have done such a dreadful thing?
Gail, ask me something I know, will you?
I'm sorry, Hop, but I'm so confused.
Yeah, you're confused. I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round.
Well, if we catch up to that other car, we may learn something.
Hey, slow down. Gail, stop.
What's the matter?
Stop. The tire tracks turned off the road.
Which way did they go?
Off to the left. Back up a little and we'll see them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you see? They turned off the road to the left.
Yes. You're right. They went down that side road.
Pop, that road's a dead end. It doesn't go anywhere.
You sure?
Yes, it goes into the woods on the west side of the airport and that's all. There aren't even any houses around.
And why do you think they turned in?
We'll find out right now. Come on, Tank.
Right.
Gail, you go on to Dave's and get the state police. Bring them back fast.
Are you going in after them?
Yep.
Well, don't you think you better wait for the police?
No. Get going now.
All right, but please be careful, Hop.
Yeah, sure. Go on now.
I'll be back as fast as I can.
Okay, Tank. Let's go.
What do you think's going on in there?
I haven't the slightest idea. Can bet your boots we'll find out. Step it up.
Hunching his shoulders, Hop strides forward purposefully, Tank following close at his heels, and within a matter of seconds, they are swallowed up by fog-bound darkness. Gang, you won't want to miss the action-packed climax of today's episode, so stand by. And now for some more about the famous Bendix Trophy Race. A dozen or more ace pilots will compete this year. They'll fly a variety of fast planes, P-51s, P-38s, a converted A-26, and an F-2G, just to mention a few. There'll be two women contestants, Diana Cyrus of Santa Paula, California, and Jane Page of Willamette, Illinois. Miss Cyrus, who incidentally weighs only 125 pounds, will pilot a converted A-26. Miss Page's plane will be a P-38. Among the men, Bill Odom, holder of the new round-the-world record, is expected to fly a P-47M. Paul Mance has entered the same Mustang he flew last year to capture top honors. Among others will be Joe DeBona, former ATC pilot, who is being backed financially by film star Jimmy Stewart, and who will fly a converted P-51D fighter plane. Youngest competitor will be 19-year-old Bill Lear of North Hollywood, California, who will fly a P-38. In addition to the civilian planes, there will also be a special division for jet planes. The jet division was added to the race last year
when the annual contest was resumed after being suspended 7 years during the war. The jet division is for military pilots. It was won last year by Colonel Leon W. Gray, commander of the 12th Reconnaissance Squadron of the Army Air Forces at Marchfield, California. Flying a Lockheed P-80 Shooting Star, Colonel Gray established a sensational speed of 572 miles an hour. So, gang, you can see why this race ranks among tops in aviation. You'll be hearing more about the Bendix Trophy on the radio and reading about it in the newspapers. So don't forget the date, Saturday, August 30th. And always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. In close pursuit of the missing boy, Hop and Tank make their way carefully along a small, dead-end dirt road paralleling the west boundary of the airport. The darkness and fog close around them heavily as they search for the car they've been trailing.
We should be getting close to the end of the road.
Yeah, it's about the way I figure it, too.
Well, where's that doggone car? We couldn't have passed it without seeing it. The road's too narrow. Well,
there aren't any cutoffs. It must be ahead of us somewhere.
Ooh, stumbling around in the dark this way gives me the creeps. I can't see my hand in front of my face.
I think the fog's starting to lift a little.
I need much help.
Ah, stop grousing, will you? It doesn't make things any better.
Can't make them any worse.
Oop, the tank.
It's okay. Just put my foot in a gopher hole. Gosh, I wish we had a flash.
How about a trumpet fanfare and a roll on the drums? Really announce ourselves.
Oh, I'll lay you off, Hop.
Hey, easy now.
See something?
Yeah, something white up ahead.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a circle.
Come on. Tank, it's a car. They're white wall tires.
Oh, boy.
Take it slow. Don't make any more noise and you can help.
There ain't nobody around. Car's empty.
That's funny.
Think it's the right car?
Yeah, we'll find out easily enough.
Hey, what are you doing?
Wait. The radiator's still hot. This is the car, all right.
Well, what could have happened? You think they had trouble and they ditched it?
I don't know. Tires are all good. Here's the reason, Tank.
Huh? What?
The road ends here. Narrows down to a footpath.
Then they must have gone that way.
Yeah, seems logical.
But it'd take them right down to the west boundary of the field, wouldn't it? What are they doing there, for Pete's sake?
Let's find out. Come on.
I don't like this, Hop. I swear I don't.
The field boundary should be only about 10 or 15 feet ahead. Yeah, the woods are thinning out.
See anybody?
No.
I suggest
what?
You look behind you, Senor. Kindly do not move.
Hey, what is this?
I said, do not move, Senor, or this gun will enforce my order.
A voice out of the dark utters a deadly threat. And Hop and Tank freeze in their tracks, their minds momentarily confused by this sudden ambush. They have walked straight into a trap, but a trap set by whom?
Gang, our adventure redoubles in action and suspense with each new episode, so don't miss a single one of them. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.